Welcome to the porch. Pull up a chair. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show. Now here's your host, Michelle Barras and Brian Swanson. Oh, hi.
Welcome to the proverbial porch. My name is Michelle Barras.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls, which is business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the proverbial porch. Thank you for joining us today. Our topic is...
Our title is Cold as Ice.
You're willing to sacrifice.
Our love. So what in the heck are we talking about? We are talking about doing business in a cold market and other markets that are out there. Some people understand what they all are. Some people don't. So we're going to cover them today.
Okay. What are the types of markets for first? I know there's the hot market, people who know us. There's a warm market that people might know us. Then there's the cold market where they don't know us at all.
Yep.
And then you introduced me to the chicken market.
Well, chicken. It is your chicken list.
Chicken list.
Your chicken list. But you could call it a market if you want it. Most people don't. But I think we want to probably cover, you know, each one of those markets and what they all really represent. And we really want to cover how to kind of deal with that cold market when we get towards the end of our show here, okay. Because that's usually the most, that's the most challenging one.
But first there's more. We'd like to thank you for yeah, we have to do business. Thank you so much for watching Denim and Pearls and for joining us on this live stream. But thank you most of all to the sponsors, A Squared Promotions, where you can get your cool cups and gadgets and things like that you'd like to promote your business with. Ink 182, where you'd like to get your embroidery, shirts, your hats, things like that. And then Harmonized Brain Centers is a, they do brain therapy for neurofeedback to help your brains, to help you with, you know, sleep disruptions, anxiety, ADD, things like that. It helps relax the brain. So look them all up. And I know
HarmonizedBrainCenters.com. It is Ink182.com. And it's A2Promos.com. A2Promos.com. Okay. All wonderful people, by the way.
They are phenomenal people.
Yes.
Okay, so what is a cold market, Mr. Mann?
Well, cold market just means, and like I said, we're going to talk about a lot more about that one, focus on that probably a little bit more than we do the rest. But cold market is basically that market that you have no idea who in the world you're talking to, and they don't know you, and you're trying to find them, and you're just reaching out. And I think probably the best example of that is back in the day, do you remember the yellow pages and the white pages? And yeah. We used to open up the phone book
yeah,
and start at the A's and see how many days we could go in a row and cover, you know, 100, 150 calls. And just no matter who it was that answered the phone, that's who we talked to. And we hope we did business with them. Well, first of all, it's kind of hard to do today. You can still find phone books, but it's still hard to do. But I remember when I did it, I said, I'm not starting the A's because everybody else did. Mm-hmm. Everybody else starts in the A's. Because it's systematic. No, not me. I started at like the Q's. Well, not quite the Q's. The G's maybe. Okay.
I always started in the M's.
Yeah. Yeah. I always started right in there. In fact, I actually have a really good friend of mine who was a client because of that phone call who turned into a great friend.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it was awesome. She's got four kids, single mom, four kids, adopted three of them and had one, I think, naturally from her first husband or something, her ex-husband, whatever. But yeah, just a wonderful person, probably one of the most fantastic people you ever meet. You know, that saying that she wears her heart on her sleeve kind of person. Yeah. So,
and that was from a cold call.
What's that?
I said, and that was from a cold call.
That was from a cold call. I was going down through the phone book. So that's your cold market. And I'll finish some of that story off too with cold calls.
A cold call is really what all those call centers, when they do, hello, I'd like to speak to the man of the house. Yes, nice to meet you, Mr. Brian Swanson. My name is Michelle, and I'm here to sell you a widget.
Yes, exactly. Okay. That is cold calling. Because you have no idea who's on the other end of the line. And I've got some examples of that that are kind of fun, too. So, and then you move up into your warm market. And when you deal with your warm market, you're dealing with people who are just somebody that is a good acquaintance, somebody that you met at a networking group, maybe somebody you may not go out and do, you know, hang out and drink beers with, but at least you know who they are. They're willing to talk to you.
Is a warm market someone that, like, let's say I meet you and I said, oh, Brian, I know a girl that needs help with this and introduce you. She's now your warm market. She would have been cold, but now she's warm because
Exactly. She transitions over. The reason why she transitions over is because hopefully somebody like you who refers, your credibility follows you into that. And the person that you're talking to becomes a kind of a more of a warm market or a lukewarm market because of the referral with your credibility. So, but there are people out there that don't always have such good credibility.
Then it becomes cold. It was warm until you realize it's really cold.
Right. It could, or it could be also become the thing of making fun of the person who referred you. So it becomes a warm market. I don't know why he referred you to me, but I like you. So, hey, this is great. But it was something it can break the ice.
So then what's the next level? Hot market?
Hot market. And the hot market is really can be very good, but it can be very troublesome.
Why?
Because hot market is your family, typically. It's your best friend. It's your mom. It's your dad. It's your sister, your brother, your cousin, your aunt, your uncle. It's all those people that you go to a family reunion with.
Then why would they be called hot? Because my whole family and all my close friends are like, it's just Michelle.
Exactly. But that's why it's your hot market.
That's hot market?
Yes, because you know them. And one of the biggest things about a hot market, and this was one of the things that I was told, a long, long time ago, the easiest way to remember your hot market is, can you walk in their back door to their house? Can you go in the back porch, open up the door, and walk into the kitchen and say, what's up?
You're my warm market. Oh, you're my hot market.
You and I would be a hot market.
Okay.
Because you can walk in the back door. Those are your best friends. Those are the ones that you can walk in the back door, say, hi, I'm here. And they're going to say, you want this cinnamon roll?
There has got to be a distinction in the hot market, because you are someone I would say, hey, I just found something that you really need to learn about that I wouldn't share with my family.
Right.
So are there two kind of hot markets?
Well, the hot market is that really it's your tight relationships.
Okay.
It's a really tight relationship. It doesn't matter whether you would, we prejudge when it comes to our hot market typically. Okay. Our cold market, we don't prejudge. We just hope that we're judging right. Our hot market, it's just like you with, let's say I was selling finance. I know you're interested in it. That's my job. I'm coming to you as a hot market. And I say, Michelle, we're going to sit down and we're going to do this. And you go, okay. Okay. But then what if I turned around and said, I started selling, widgets. I got this great business for widgets. And then I look at you and I go, hot market, but I don't think she's going to like my widget. Okay. It could be because it's maybe too political, or maybe because it's something that is totally out of your realm. Let's say it was hamburger. But you're a vegan. I know that you as my hot market are not going to be acceptable of meat in that situation. Okay. So we make judgments in our hot market because we know each other so well. However, it's also can be one of your easiest, but like I said in a second ago, it can be one of your hardest ones. Your hot market can be one of your hardest ones because you do make such prejudgments. But it can also be one of your easy ones where you call up John, who's your hot market, and you go, John, I'm going to sell you this widget. I will be over there in 30 minutes. Get the beer ready. Okay? So hot markets, they can be complicated. They can be as complicated as we make them.
Okay, because I would think I'd be more comfortable in the warm market than I would be with the hot or the cold.
You would, you could be. You very well could be. It all depends on your personality, and it all depends on you, okay? So your personality and the people that you're talking to. You've got those three markets, and they're not perfect, but they're a good way to understand things. And then there's the fun part, the fun one that I think is the most amazing one. And it's not necessarily your market, but it's called your chicken list. And your chicken list.
I think we'll describe that later.
But okay. Yeah, it's all the people that you go dancing and doing karaoke with.
I can ask those people anything.
So, well, we'll cover chicken list after we go to our break and stuff, which we're not going to do yet, but we'll cover that afterwards because I wanted to, some people that there's a lot of people who's not heard of a chicken list.
I've
but if you think about it,
list.
It's something that just gives us a reason. And some of us don't even have them. There's been a couple times that I've had one, you know, because we all have to grow into what we do. And if you're just beginning your business, there's some people we just don't want to talk to. Okay. So we'll cover more after that. But I think really what we're talking about today, and kind of I got the center stage on this one, because I love the hot, the warm, the cold market. I love that concept because it helps you put into your ABC. There's some people who teach ABC.
Yeah. No, I'm laughing because I want you to take the center stage because to me, everybody's a warm market.
Exactly. Everyone. And some of us are like that.
Yeah. So it's like, I have difficulty with this because there's always a reason or a way to approach someone. And that's where my mindset is if what you have is truly as wonderful as you think it is, then you're doing a disservice by not sharing it.
This is true. And
so I'm like, Brian, even in my take
business. Yeah. Even in my business, there's things, you know, with life insurance, for instance. Okay. If I don't ask the question to do the business, and then I find out later on that that person passes away, how guilty am I going to feel for that family? Because I didn't have the nerve to ask them. Okay. Hot, warm, cold, it doesn't matter. Is if I've ever said anything and I let them off the hook and never did business with them, that can hurt in the long run. And one of the things that I can't stand is when I open up Facebook or I open up sometimes the newspaper, whatever, I open up something and there it says, grandma passed away. She had no life insurance, or mom passed away. She had no life insurance. Come down to your local bank and drop off money. That to me is heart-wrenching. And that's even in a cold market. I just go, I cannot believe it. How can anybody be in that situation? But I see it all the time. I see it every day, which is why one of the things that I do is what I do. So we're at our minute mark. You want to hit that?
Thank you for joining us on the porch. We share the nuances and lessons we've garnered from throughout our combined 40 years of life experiences. Talk from the Porch is always serious, but full of laughter. And we're glad you're here with us. Like, share with a friend, and please subscribe to our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. And remember, join the conversation every Friday at noon Mountain Time. We'll see you on the porch.
We're back.
Welcome back to Denim and Pearls. We are business casual with Pearls of Wisdom from the Porch. My name is Michelle Meraz, and this giggling man is Brian Swanson because I was muted.
That was awesome.
I know. I didn't even notice it.
Yeah, I take control for 1 week, and then this is what happens. You lose your training wheels fell off.
I know. I like you taking care of all that other stuff. But before we get in back down to business and we talk about our topic as cold as ice, you're willing to sacrifice your profits. Anyways, we want to say thank you to our sponsors, A-Squared Promotions, A2Promos.com. You can find out more about them and the services that they provide. If you ever need anything for your business, like cups and magnets and stickers and all those kind of things and bags, A2Promos.com. And then our next sponsor is Ink182.com, like Blink 182, but Ink 182. For any of your embroidery, screen printing, t-shirts, hats, you name it, they've got it. And then lastly, we have Harmonized Brain Centers, which it's a center here in Colorado Springs, Westcliff, Colorado, and in Tennessee, I believe. They do something called neurofeedback, and they are a big supporter for Denim and Pearls because they're who helped me get my brain back. They helped with a lot of the sleep disorder, the PTSD, and any of the other things that were going on neurologically. So if you have any of those things that you need work on brain-wise, contact harmonizedbraincenters.com. If you'd like to subscribe or be a sponsor with Denim and Pearls, please go to, denimandpearlspodcast@gmail.com and write Brian directly. That is denimandpearlspodcast@gmail.com and say, hey, I want to know about the sponsorship packages and tiers because, hey, this is the first tier. You get everything here. The next couple of tiers, you can get video and be in that middle commercial right in the middle of our show. So you want to be there. Be square. Whoop, there it is.
I'm going to think about that now for the next 20 minutes.
Shaka-laka, 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 shaka. You can tell what era we were growing up in.
I think we digress. Now that we're back from the commercials, we're talking about cold as ice.
You're willing to leave money on the table because of the ice.
Well, a lot of times this is kind of cool because we pick the stuff that we do because of some of the lyrics that are in it. And this one I thought was going to be a little off base, but the way that I look at the only stanza that there's in the song, I found out. This was definitely an 80s tune. But the first line of this, you know, the main stanza or the main bars, whatever, what do they call it? It's not the chorus because the chorus is cold as ice.
Go ahead.
Yeah, whatever it's called. Anyhow, it says, I've seen it before and it happens all the time. I can agree with that. What we're talking about, I see it all the time. People are not
willing to dig for gold. You're throwing it away.
I'm getting there.
Oh.
You're closing the door. You leave the world behind. You just shut the door and in business, we just shut the door and we walk off. And it says, you're digging for gold. You're always out there looking. You're always out there networking. You're always trying to find that business card and that person who can turn your business around. And then you'll walk away and slam the door and you just throw it all away. I'll stop right here because one of the neatest little tricks that I found out, did you know that if you get a business card from somebody that you don't know, you've shook hands and did those other kind of things and you've had your little greetings. Do you know like business card is only good for 3 days?
Because if you don't,
if you don't call that card back in 3 days, it's totally worthless. You might as well just pick it up and throw it in the trash.
Okay. Or you can start like my friend Janine Boland said, is you take the pile of the ones you did keep and say, hey, I kept your card for a reason. I just found it at the bottom of my purse. And you must have been really cool because I kept it.
Right.
I'd love to meet with you and find out more about you. And then you make that cold back into a warm again by reattaching to them. And if they don't respond, then you throw it away. If they respond, then it's warm again. So there's other ways around those big piles of cards that you have. I know you have them. And with networking really shut down and we're really doing a lot of things virtually, it's a good time to go through that and find out who's really cold as ice and who's really warm.
Right. Finishing that stanza, you're throwing away a fortune in feelings, but someday you'll pay. Okay. Someday you will pay. It's a pretty negative on this side of it in the song, but it's also pretty negative when you throw the gold away and you throw all those feelings away and you throw all those opportunities away. Your business is going to pay the price in the long run because you didn't take the next step. Now, there's
I have to interrupt you for this before you go into anything else, because it just came into my mind about MLMs, network marketing. How many of you have been approached by someone where you've joined a networking marketing group with them, some sort of organization, and they were gung-ho with you? Oh, my gosh, you are the best thing since sliced bread. We're going to build this team together. You join and poof, they never speak to you again. You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our relationship. And so my thing to a lot of MLMs and people who are bringing new team members is that excitement you had about bringing them onto the team, it's the same thing. It's a relationship. You cannot let that be cold. It's like being in a relationship and I loved our first date. We're going to make such a wonderful couple. And then ghosting them for the next 6 months. And then they never talk to you again. And you're like, I don't know why they joined my team. They were so excited and then they never did anything. Boy, they just kind of dropped off. No, you stopped courting them. You let them go cold because they decided that you must not care. So think about it beyond just reaching out to markets, that when you have someone in front of you who wants to join your team, who has joined your team, you must keep that relationship warm by talking to them. Let them still be part of your team. Just because they joined doesn't mean they became an expert in whatever they joined in. They still need you. Keep it warm. Make it hot. Make that relationship last. Okay, now you can go into the other part.
I will agree with that for probably about a 90%, because mm-hmm. there's the other 10% that looks at you and they never answer the phone again. It's witness protection program.
That's their problem.
Right. So in network marketing, we, you know, at least in my network marketing stuff that I've dealt with, it's the witness protection program. They just fell off the planet. You call them, they sign up, you call them the next day and say, hey, let's do this. Let's get some training under your belt. Let's do something. And the next thing you know, they're gone. They just go poof, you know, and well, never, I will never understand.
But you've got to understand, some people join the network marketing thing just for that lower price to get the big box of stuff.
If
they're really honest with you, they'd say, I just want the big box of stuff, that one discount, and don't talk to me anymore. I just want the discount. Right. Let me know when there's another big sale. And I'm really upfront about that kind of stuff because that's really what I do. I buy the big bulk and then I'm only using it for the sale so that I can buy Christmas presents and things like that.
Right.
And then I disappear. But then there's other people who are really excited about joining. You know, the ones who are excited, you reach back to them. And if then they start ghosting you, okay, then that's on them. But if you have a team, feed the team, get together. People join teams because they want to be part of something bigger than themselves, not because they want you to find someone bigger and better than them and leave them alone in the dark all by themselves. So remember that.
I think where you go is into a whole nother conversation, which I think is beautiful, but the conversation has to deal with leadership.
Yes.
It has to do with leadership and leading a team. Some people will automatically, I mean, we're talking about those who they just go into the witness protection program or whatever you want to call it. They leave, they disappear, whatever. Some of them do it too, and it's not even their fault. They get excited. Then they try to reiterate what you've told them and try and reiterate or duplicate your excitement. And they go home to their spouse and their spouse goes, are you flipping nuts?
Yeah, what did you do?
Their spouse, their partner, whatever it is, you know, or somebody, they talk to their best friend, their hot market. The first person they talk to is Billy. And Billy goes, are you stupid? That's nothing but a pyramid.
You fell for that. It's like, but they told me to get my 10 best friends together for a party. Yeah, right. I'm not going to that. It's like, really? You're supposed to care and support me. Oh my gosh, right. Who are my friends? And so, yeah, it gets really...
Yeah, sometimes that's when you find out who your friends really are.
Well, that's why I don't approach my family, because they're all going to do, we don't want to do that.
Like, or what level really of trust cool you have.
Yeah. So, I mean, so we understand. I mean, Brian and I have both been there, done that, got the t-shirt and still involved with a lot of them. But see, that's the whole thing is that's about leadership and things like that. But right now we're just talking about cold markets, warm markets, hot markets, and the chicken list.
Okay. So we talked about hot market, right?
Yeah.
We talked about warm market. Warm market is probably about the easiest thing because you can either turn it hot or you can turn it cold in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
You can turn your hot market to cold too. Okay. Because your hot market, again, like you just said, you don't talk to family and friends because they're going to look at you like you're silly. They're not going to talk to you again because every time you talk to somebody, oh, you're doing that thing again, or you started another thing again, or yeah, that's what you said the last time you thought it was the end all beat all and you were going to win the world and go rich. Okay.
I'm buying a yacht. I'm going to Disneyland.
So you have to treat your hot market well also. And even your warm market, you know, maybe it's your spouse, maybe it's your friend, whatever your relationships are. Even your warm markets, you can turn cold in a heartbeat, but you can also turn them to the hot side too, where they're going to do business with you and they'll go to the end of the earth to do business with you. Mm-hmm. But again, that's you, your credibility, your track record, that all comes into play at that point. So, but specifically we're talking about a warm market or different markets. So now let's get into, this is going to work out perfect. We'll get into cold market. Okay. Then we'll do our commercial. Then we'll talk about the chicken list. Okay. I like this.
Yes.
So cold market. Cold market, picking up the phone and calling somebody you have no idea who they are. Or you're on Facebook. Some people do it on social media. Survey? Yeah, no, click.
No. Or there on social media. Wait, social media is the cold. You're saying cold call on social media?
Yeah.
I'm selling this widget. Whoever's interested, please write me at my messenger. There, that's the cold market one.
Well, that or even some of your friends. I mean, we only have, what is it? I think the statistics say we only have 3 close friends in our life. But yet some of us have 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 10,000, well, up to 5,000 on Facebook.
Up to 5,000.
Right. We have all of these friends on our Facebook. Are they all really truly our friends? Some of them are acquaintances.
Acquaintances.
Right. Some of them are the fact that, yeah, I met this, you know, I met Johnny over at this networking thing or met him at the ball game. And I hooked up with him on Facebook just so that I could exchange a picture because of my story. Is he really a warm market? Is he really even an acquaintance? But you got him on your Facebook profile.
I just laughed because you used the word hooked up on Facebook, and that's just cracking me up right now. Sorry.
Well, hooking up with a dude at a sporting event is kind of weird.
Connected
in itself.
On Facebook because there does right. not mean he's a warm market.
Exactly.
He knows nothing about you. Or she knows cold nothing about you.
Right. And so you can attach that market and you can get the right. Yes, yes, cold as ice. You can attach that market or attack that market, but you still are working with a cold market. But you can also work your scripts so that they don't seem so unpersonal.
Generic.
Or yeah, generic, because there's nothing worse that I like. That I, you know, nothing worse than going into my LinkedIn and somebody wants to friend me. And the next thing you know is instantly I've got this, hi, join our mortgage team.
Oh gosh. That's my worst. I think that's one of my biggest pet peeves with these reach outs, cold reach outs. Hello, blank.
Yeah.
I see we have so many people in common. You're doing wonderful things. I can't wait to know more about you. I hope you accept my connection. And I do, okay, we know about 30 people together. And then I realized, oh, those 30 people that we have in common, those 30 people have their thing set on auto accept. So no, they really don't know each other. And so I've gotten really, really picky about that because I was going off of how many people they knew that were like, that knew me, the same people. It doesn't work that way anymore. You got to actually look at them because the next thing you get is, would you like to buy a survey? I've got a bridge in North Dakota going to Egypt. Would you like it? Yeah.
Set our commercial and sell our own stuff.
Yay, commercial. One moment, please. In one moment, we will be playing our commercial. This is our mid-roll where you, our sponsor, would be played.
Thank you for joining us on the porch. We share the nuances and lessons we've garnered from throughout our combined 40 years of life experiences. Talk from the porch is always serious, but full of laughter. And we're glad you're here with us. Like, share with a friend, and please subscribe to our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. And remember, join the conversation every Friday at noon Mountain Time. We'll see you on the porch.
I just realized something.
What?
And it's not combined 40 years of experience. It's combined 60 years plus of experience because we're both over 50. Oh.
You're giving away my age now.
Oh, you're cute. Don't worry about it.
You're not supposed to be giving away my age. I want everybody to think that I'm 27.
Do you ever want to be 27 again?
Let me think of what I was doing when I was 27. It wasn't so bad.
Yeah, you don't want to be 27 again.
Wait a minute, okay. I gotta go back before the kids.
Yeah.
Subtract kids a couple years.
Kids were settling you down. So thank you so much for our sponsors. And if you would like to also be a sponsor, please contact denimandpearlspodcast@gmail.com. You can also be part of this lineup on the bottom of our screen. Please welcome and say thank you to A-Squared Promotions. You could find them at a2promos.com. And if you need anything for your business, as in, oh, I don't know, stickers, mugs, magnets, coasters, bags, talk to A-Squared Promotions. She can help you set up. Their team can build something for you. The next one is Ink 182. All of your screen printing and embroidery needs, t-shirts, hats, You name it. If it's got cloth, they definitely have you covered. That's ink182.com. HarmonizedBrainCenters.com. You can go there if you have any problems with sleep apnea, not sleep apnea, sleep disorders like you can't. What is the word I'm looking for? Insomnia. ADD, or if you have just anxiety issues, or in my case, I had some PTSD issues after my brain injury. Talk to Harmonized Brain Centers. You can go onto their website, sign up for a one-time consultation to find out if it will even work for your whatever you're doing here, and talk to them. Good people. All three amazing companies, and they have trusted on us to sponsor Denim and Pearls. My name is Michelle Maross, and this is
Brian Swanson.
We are Business Casual with Pearls of Wisdom from the Proverbial Porch. Thank you so for joining us. Today's our topic is cold as ice, and Brian is about to explain. Brian's a little goofy, but he's about to explain to us. So if you missed the beginning, we talked about hot markets, warm markets, cold markets, and now he's going to explain to us what in the heck is a chicken list. And I have done
Well, I guess what we'll do is we'll finish talking up about the chicken list since I'm left everybody in suspense. Okay.
Yes.
What are you chicken to do? It's that simple. We're talking about cold market, warm market, hot market, whatever it is. What are you a chicken to do? Why will you not pick up the phone and call your best friend? Your best friend has now just become the beginning of your chicken list. Or what about that person that you met at dinner and you found out that they are 15 levels above you in society and you're going, we got along great. It was super. And I know they can help my business. All I got to do is ask them, but I can't. So they go on my chicken list.
Okay. So the chicken list are people you actually know, but you're too afraid to approach.
Pretty simple.
So why do you think are they chicken? Is it a chicken list because these people mean so much that if they say no, it'll hurt them and they're going to question if they're doing the right business? Or is it chicken because they're so intimidated by this other person's presence that they don't want to scare them away from them? They want them in their circle, but if I approach them, they might never talk to me again. And I really like being around them. Is that part of the chicken list too? Okay.
Yes. Anything, anybody that you put on that list is usually because you have a reason that you are scared to death to talk to them. Even though you know it's beneficial for you, or even though you imagine that it's beneficial for you, it's just somebody that you cannot approach them, whether you're afraid of being embarrassed because you might say the wrong thing and you'll lose them, or maybe it's because they make too much money compared to you, or because Uncle John is just a jerk, you
know. And that's not the chicken list. That's the avoid list.
Right. That could be the avoidance list too, but we don't talk about the avoidance list. But that chicken list is usually somebody within our warm market. It can even be within our hot market, but typically within our warm market that we're just scared to pick up the phone. We're chicken to pick up the phone. And sometimes all it takes is that, and that list might only be two or three people. It could be 20, depending on how much of a chicken you are.
That list could make or break your business. I mean, that could bring you to a whole other level.
It really could. I mean, we're mostly talking today a lot about direct sales and multi-level marketing type stuff, those kind of things. That's usually where you find these lists, okay, or these markets. But you can also do it even within your business, brick and mortar, whether it's a restaurant or a tow truck company or something. You know, what if, for instance, let's say you start up a tow truck company and you met Johnny, and Johnny can probably help you buy a new set of tires for your truck, and you're just afraid to call him. You know, that could be an issue too. Now, you don't have to have an arrogance about it and say dude, you got to pay for my tires. But it could be something that if you make that phone call, you could probably get those tires paid for, or they would help you to the next level. It can be anything.
So like with COVID, I had a couple of clients that I was talking to and telling them, they had restaurants. And I said, you can have a limited amount of people in. Yes. And it's killing us because people aren't coming in. Okay. Have you reached out to your friends to have private parties? You will have a private party, only 20 people. They could just have a private party. It's just them. You right. can still do the to-go orders on that side since you don't have a lot of them, but have a private party. No, I haven't done it. Reach out to your people. They want to help you stay in business. They haven't thought of the fact that they could bring 20 people together, still be socially distanced, still be safe, and be together and have a good time. And they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that.
Well, part of the challenge and why they become the chicken list in that case and what you're talking about, part of that challenge is you're asking them for money. Yeah. I can't have a party in my store. I've invited them. I've got to pay for everything. That destroys my bottom line. So why would I ask my friends? Because I'm going to have to do is pay for everything, you know?
Yeah, but what we ended up doing was combining multiple people. So there was doing the do the restaurant.
Right.
So you help that company. And then the other one says, okay, I'm going to do a craft that everyone makes their own, designs their own wine glass. So that's another company. Then the other one was a wine company that did, you know, house of wine. And she provided the wine for that. I mean, it was multiple levels of small businesses that came together to all help one business. And all together, what happened is anyone who came paid X amount. And it was split among all of them, but it helped them all. It was incredible. But those are the ways that you can get around that chicken list. Because then...
Oh, yeah, especially when you do it in a group setting.
Yeah, because then it's not just you. You're helping everybody. It's a group effort. So think of things outside of the box to get through your chicken list. Because if that can help you move to another level, it's worth the risk.
Sometimes that's a good way to approach that chicken list. Because let's say you got your business, but you also work for a nonprofit. And that nonprofit is going to have an event. Well, you can talk to that person who's on your chicken list and look, this organization, third party, this organization is having an event, okay? And I'm inviting you because I think you might enjoy what they're doing. Then once that event happens, then you've got them. You've put yourself in a position where you can walk up to them and go, nudge, nudge, hey, buddy.
Well, and it's not that you got them. You provided value to them that they know.
Right.
And it's undeniable. So think about that. What value?
I put it a little harsh, but
I know. What value are you bringing to that person that you were afraid of asking? Who, that chicken list person? Find what will bring them value and then approach them that way. And then get them off your chicken list. You might as well approach them. What's the worst that's going to happen? Same thing that's happening right now, right? Nothing. So approach them. Best thing that's happened, they do, wow, I love what you do.
Yeah, you're so awesome. It goes right back to that old saying, you don't get the answer unless you ask the question. You know, you can't win the lottery if you don't buy a ticket.
No.
What's
hey,
that?
Hey.
Oh,
I can't get no satisfaction. I've got a whole nother song in my head.
Right. You know, but that's the thing. If you, whether it's your cold list, your warm list, your hot list, or your chicken list, or your market, call it a market, whatever you want to call it. If you don't ask the question and if you don't put that foot forward, you'll never go anywhere. You'll never get the answer. The answer is always no if you don't ask the question.
Well, think about with sponsorships. We've been asking for sponsorships. And for a while there, both of us were like, I don't know who to ask. I don't want to ask anybody. No one's approached us. We shouldn't ask anybody. And then I realized we got a lot of friends who have their own businesses. And why wouldn't we want to share the opportunity of spreading the word about them? So we like, okay, A Squared Promotions, do you want to be on? And she goes, you want me on there? You would want my team on there? It was like an honor. It's like, we'd be honored for you to be with us. But you've got to think about when you're thinking about your cold and your warm markets and the chicken list, how many of them are thinking the same thing about you, that they aren't approaching you because they think, oh, well, no, they've got other things to do. Same with the sponsorship. Oh, you guys have other people. You wouldn't want me there. So if you're looking for for someone who can to do some promo work for you, go to a2promos.com. Or if you're into some embroidery or screen printing, hats, you name it, bags, whatever, go to ink182.com. And if you're having issues with sleep and you're a little anxiety ridden and you're wondering what to do because you don't know what to do, you need to go to harmonizedbraincenters.com. And help them have them help you work through whatever that your issue is that's helping, not helping you think clearly, because they really will help you with that. And yes, I did all that for a reason, because you are watching Denim and Pearls. My name is Michelle Maross, and this is Brian Swanson. We are business casual with pearls of wisdom from the porch. And today's topic is cold as ice. Now, Brian is the expert in this, so I had him take lead, because we always hear about hot markets. Get on your hot market. Get on your warm market. And get on your cold market. And he added a bit that I had never heard in my past 52 years of life, the chicken list. So if you didn't hear all of that, go back, watch some of the replay, and share this with a friend, because there is importance in knowing the different levels of people that you have in your world. And just because you're afraid of reaching out to them to share what you have, realize that they may be looking at you doing, why don't they think I'm worthy to know about what they do? Why don't they ever approach me? Well, they must not like me anymore. Remember, when people are thinking about what they do, it's all about what's in it for them. So when they look at you saying, well, I invited so-and-so, I invited so-and-so, I invited Brian, but I didn't invite Joan. Why? Well, in my mind, well, Joan's really busy. But in Joan's mind, she's like, well, she likes everybody else but me. You see? So keep that in mind when you don't invite people for things, because you realize that they may be hurt. So just invite them anyways. And if they say, never, never invite me again, noted. I'm sorry. I just wanted you included. Right. But remember, just remember what Brian said. And if you didn't, go back and watch the replay.
Oh, okay. The other thing I was going to add to that, though, you brought up the fact of just ask the question. And we brought that up a little bit ago, too. So I'm going to take right back to that. If you don't ask the question, the answer is always going to be no. But here's the other thing, too. We always talk about the power of no, especially when it comes to MLMs and direct sales and those kind of things. We always talk about that. I'd look at it this way. If you go into a restaurant and you're sitting there and the waiter, waitress comes up to you and says, hey, would you like a refill on your coffee or your soda? And you look at them and say, no, are they going to take that personal? Well, sometimes you just got to go through that and you got to just not take those things personal and go, yeah, he's just not ready for a cup of coffee right now. Maybe he'll want one in 20 minutes when I come back through and they're still sitting here.
Very true. I mean, I'm a prime example. I have a friend who does an MLM with skincare. And I said, I don't use skincare. I use coconut oil. That's all I use. That's all I've used all my life. Everyone in my family. And we look young forever. Well, when I hit 50, I went, I should probably have some skincare. And she never came back to me because I had always said no. Yeah, I've got dark circles in my eyes. And I've always said no. So one day she was writing, she wrote something on Facebook about some new skincare thing. And I wrote her and I said, do you have any samples of that stuff? And she goes, you, Miss Coconut Oil?
But you always have to remember, it's not the answer isn't actually no. It's just not now.
Not yet. Yeah, with me, it was not now. And now I'm like her favorite customer because I use everything she does because now I need it for my skin. I didn't see the worth of it before, but now I'm here.
And I just got to thinking from a guy standpoint or anybody who likes, construction. You go into those big hardware stores. Mm-hmm. How many times do you walk past the paint section? You just walk past the paint section. You don't think anything of it. You just keep right on going, but it's there. But then you decide that it's time to paint your house. You walk past the tool section to get to the paint section. So the answer is not now or no, it's just not now. Mm-hmm. That easy.
So think that it's not a no, it's not now. And keep an eye on people because situations change and circumstances change. And you just never know when you might be the perfect answer. You apparently are doing the business you do because you're very passionate about it. Share your passion, especially when you see people who could really, really use it. Don't keep it a secret. It's okay. So are you ready for our final?
Yes.
Thank you so much for watching Denim and Pearls. Please share this episode with a friend. Share it on Facebook. Share it on YouTube. If you can, just share it around because someone you know needs to know about cold as ice.
You're willing to sacrifice.
Yes. Don't be willing to sacrifice our love. And until next week, Friday at noon Mountain Standard Time, this is Michelle Maross.
And Brian Swanson.
We are business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the proverbial porch. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you next week.
Peace. Fade to black.